Garrick and Lyle Menendez were convicted back in the 90s of the murders of both their parents in their Beverly Hills home. This is a case that captivated the country, drawing tremendous media coverage. But in the years since their conviction, calls for their sentence to be revisited have grown louder. And now today's announcement from the L.A. District Attorney's Office. And joining us live, my colleague, KNX Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman, from the newsroom in Los Angeles. And Charles, welcome. Thank you for joining us here in Philadelphia. This, as I said, was a case that captivated the nation when these murders occurred 35 years ago. And now the DA made a recommendation today.
Yes, Michelle. Hi. Yes, this was a case that not only captivated the nation decades ago, but of course has captivated it again in recent years and recent months because of a series of documentaries on TV, including one that just aired about a year ago. And that is, according to the DA here, one of the reasons why he felt the need to sort of go forward in a quicker fashion with making a decision on what to do about the Menendez brothers. And what he decided, Michelle, is that even though he says there is no excuse for murder, and he says that the acts that they did, they killed their mother and father, were horrible acts, that even though he believes, he says, that they were both molested, sexually molested by the father with the mother's knowledge, that even though he believes all that, he thinks that they have led a life in prison of rehabilitation. They've helped other prisoners. And because of that, he says they deserve to be released after having served for some 35 years behind bars. So what happens now? Tomorrow, the DA is going to go to court and file his petition to have him resentenced to 50 years to life with the possibility of parole. Right now, it's without parole. But then the judge has to first agree to that. And it's not over even then, Michelle. If the judge agrees with it, it then has to still go to the California Parole Board. And it's up to the Parole Board whether or not it wants to grant the parole. And even then, at the end of the day, it's also up to Governor Gavin Newsom.
You know, Charles, this decision comes after public statements of support from the family of Lyle yeah. and Eric, and not to mention celebrities who've attached themselves to this case.
That's absolutely true. There are a lot of family members, most of them of the Menendez family, that have petitioned the DA, that have been very public in saying they think it's time that the brothers be released from prison. But I should also point out that there are people, even within the family, his family, or their family, I should say, that are opposed to it. They say, no, you know, they killed their parents and they should spend the rest of their lives behind bars. And it's not just one or two family members. It's also, according to the DA here, some people within the DA's office, some of the assistant DAs, he said, Gascon said, are opposed to this. And he anticipates that some of that opposition is probably going to surface during the court hearings.
Chief Correspondent, KNX Radio in Los Angeles, Charles Feldman, a pleasure. Please promise you'll come back soon. And thanks again for this report.